this is a first point of entry for refugees coming from Burundi, about 500 meters from the border. It is actually a little fishing village that has been now inundated with about 50,000 people. So when you come up onto the shore, you see almost about, I would guess, 3 kilometers long of people lined up and stacked in. Very tight conditions. People are living literally dwelling to dwelling. The latrines are well within the sight of the housing. You have limited water. People are bathing and drinking from the lake itself. It's very hectic, and people have very few things.
Now, I understand they have to wait for a 100-year-old boat to try to make a trip to their next location. I spoke with UNHCR yesterday. A spokesperson said they had added a second boat. Can you give us an idea of what this boat trip is like?
Sure. So the boat is a 100-year-old boat. It's a German boat that's been here since 1915. When refugees are taken by smaller fishing dinghies to the boat itself from the shore, then they are transported back. The conditions on the boat itself are reasonable, and we're able to deliver medical services while on the boat making the trip. And WFP is distributing some food. It's about a 3-hour trip. And the second boat that's come has a capacity of 300 people. So the first boat, the original boat, has a capacity of about 700 people. So that was the only amount that could be ferried twice a day. Every 24 hours was 1,400 people. So now with the second boat, we have an additional 300 people being transported, so 2,000 people every 24 hours. It's a major issue also in terms of the elderly and the sick. Getting them onto the boat itself is an issue where you have these little fishing dinghies. You have to load people on the shore into those and then from the fishing dinghies onto the boat. So it's not ideal, especially when you're loading patients who need to be evacuated.
What is the next stop from Kagunga?
The next stop from Kagunga is to Kigoma. Kigoma, the city, along with the government and the UNHCR, have identified the stadium of the city as the official transit center. And this is where refugees are registered formally. We do protection screening, health screening, and they, from there, might spend the night, have some wet feeding, be provided a meal, and then from there go by bus to the camp in Nyarugusu.
So this is a rather involved trip. How long do you think it will take to get all those refugees in Kagunga to their final destination?
It's a major logistical challenge. If we have 50,000 people and can only move up to 2,000 at a time, you can do the math. We are planning for about 8 months of emergency response in both Kagunga and then in Kigoma. So we anticipate it may take up to 8 months to move everyone. And the main thing, too, to know is that getting supplies into Kagunga was also a major challenge, again, because you only have this one form of transportation. So what agencies have done is we started to rent speedboats, which can take staff in and out and also supplies in and out on a more regular basis so that we can ameliorate the conditions within Kagunga as we wait to move people.
What other services is the International Rescue Committee providing?
In Kagunga itself, we have been providing since the 29th of last month primary health care. And what we are doing essentially is treating cases of acute watery diarrhea, also burns because they're cooking so closely to where they're living. So we see quite a few burn victims. And then also working to get water tanks in to the site in order to provide safe drinking water. And also we're doing screening for unaccompanied minors and also sexual or gender-based violence. It's important to note that the majority of these refugees are women and children and under 5, and that they do have very specific needs that do need to be met. Otherwise, the situation will massively deteriorate.